Title: Subtle Groove Macro Controls Advanced. Alright, let's get into the kind of groove work that separates a decent drum loop from something that rolls like it's alive. In drum and bass, groove isn't just add swing and call it a day. Real groove is microtiming, velocity shape, ghost note behavior, transient emphasis, and tiny layer balance moves that change how the loop breathes. And the goal today is to make that controllable. By the end of this lesson, you're going to have one macro-controlled groove hub on your drums bus. 8 macros that let you perform subtle variations like push and pull, ghost intensity, hat shuffle, snare snap, room glue, break dirt, and a little motion without wrecking your timing, without smearing transients, and without turning your mix into phase soup. Let's set the context fast. Set your project tempo around 172 to 176 BPM. Now create a drums group, and inside it keep your elements separated. Kick, snare, hats, percussion, and optionally a break layer like an amen or think. Start with a clean, correct pattern first. Snare on 2 and 4, hats doing 16ths with some intention, and ghost snares around the backbeat at low velocity. That part matters. Macros are not here to fix a bad pattern. They're here to add controlled movement to a good one. Now, build your drum sources in a macro-friendly way. You can do a single drum rack or separate tracks. Both work. Just keep the kick tight and stable and keep the sub relationship sacred. In DNB, your low-end timing is not where you want random groove experiments, at least not today. Next concept: separate groove timing from groove feel. A super common mistake is slapping a groove on the entire drum rack. It makes hats feel nice and it also makes snares late, which kills punch. So we're going to use the groove pool in a targeted way. Open the groove pool. Grab something like swing 16-65 or an MPC style 16 swing in the high 50s or low 60s. Drag it onto your hat's clip only. Then pull the groove amount down. Timing around 10 to 25%. Velocity maybe 0 to 15. Random very small, like 0 to 5. And don't commit it yet. Keep it live. We're going to let the macros complement this, not fight it. Now we build the main structure, the groove hub. On the drums group track, add an audio effect rack, and rename it groove hub. Inside, create 4 chains: dry, room, dirt, and snap. Quick mindset check: DRY is your truth. Everything else is seasoning. If your parallel chains get too loud, your drums stop sounding like drums and start sounding like processing. Before we even map macros, do a little pro move: gain stage your chains. You want each macro at 0% to be basically inactive, meaning silent or nearly silent on parallel chains. And at 100%, it should still be mix safe. A really solid target is that cranking a macro should not raise the overall drum bus more than about 1 to 2 dB RMS. That forces you to build subtle controls that translate. Now, macro 1. Push and pull. This is microtiming feel without destroying phase. Here's the rule: don't mess with the kick. Be extremely careful with the snare. This macro is for tops, percussion, and break layers. The simplest method: use track delay on the break layer or percussion track. Start at 0 milliseconds and map it to macro 1. Set a tight range, negative 8 milliseconds up to positive 12 milliseconds. Around plus 6 feels lazier and deeper. Around minus 3 feels more urgent and forward. And keep perspective, at 174 BPM, 20 milliseconds is huge. If you go too far, it doesn't sound groovy, it sounds drunk. Macro 2, hat shuffle. We already used groove pool timing on hats, so now we add the illusion of shuffle without further timing changes. This is about transient shape, tone, and a little width control. On your hat's track, add auto filter in high pass mode, 12 dB slope, somewhere around 300 to 800 Hz depending on your hats. Add a saturator with soft clip on, drive around 1 to 4 dB. Optionally add utility for width. Now map macro 2 to 3 things: the filter envelope amount, the saturator drive, and a safe width range. Keep the envelope amount subtle, like 0 to 15. Drive maybe 0.5 dB up to 4 dB. Width cap it, like 90% to 135%. And here's the teacher note: don't widen hats to feel bigger. Widen hats to feel more alive. And always check in mono. A lot of cool shuffle disappears in mono if it's just facey width. Macro 3. Ghosts. This is one of the biggest pro roller differences. Ghost notes should be felt, not heard. You want them to disappear into the groove, but when you mute them, the whole loop suddenly feels stiff. That's the sweet spot. On the ghost snare MIDI track, add a velocity MIDI effect. Keep drive at 0. Random small, like 0 to 8. Add auto filter after the sampler. low pass mode is great here, cut off somewhere in the 2 to 8 kHz zone depending on how bright the ghost is. Then add drum bus lightly for tone, drive and crunch small. Map macro 3 to velocity out high, filter cutoff, and drum bus drive. A good mapping range is out high from 45 up to 85, filter from about 3 kHz to 9 kHz, and drum bus drive from 0 up to around 8%. And here's a more advanced trick, couple velocity to timbre. When the macro increases ghost loudness, let it also brighten slightly. That's what real drummers do naturally. Harder hits are brighter. Macro 4, kick tight. This isn't about making the kick louder. It's about making the kick read cleanly, so the rest of the groove detail becomes more audible. On the kick, add a Q8 and optionally set a small cut around 200 to 350 Hz if it's boxy, like 1 to 3 dB, gentle Q. Add drum bus and map the transients parameter. Keep boom low or off in DNB unless you know exactly where your sub is living. Map macro 4 to drum bus transients from 0 up to plus 25 and map that boxiness cut from 0 down to minus 3 dB. Teacher note, tighter kick doesn't just make the kick punchier. It makes your hat shuffle and ghost work more noticeable because the groove grid feels more defined. Macro 5. Snare snap. We'll do this as parallel presence so you don't destroy the main snare body. Go into the snap chain. Add a Q8 with a high pass around 150 Hz and a gentle boost somewhere in the 3 to 6 kHz range. Add saturator with soft clip on, drive maybe 2 to 8 dB. Add a compressor with a fastish attack, like 3 to 10 milliseconds, release 50 to 120 milliseconds, ratio around 4:1. Because it's parallel, you can hit it harder. Map macro 5 primarily to the snap chain volume. Set it so at 0 it's off, and at full it's still blended. Not dominant. A good range might top out around minus 10 dB on the chain volume, depending on your snare. Extra coach note, watch the 5 to 8 kHz zone. Snap can turn into ice pick fast. If it does, set up a simple de-essing approach on the snap chain, like multiband dynamics focusing on the high band, so a snap comes up. Harshness is automatically kept under control. Macro 6, room and space. This is short room glue, not reverb effect. It's how you make the kit feel like it exists in one place. On the room chain, add reverb set to room or ambience. Decay somewhere around 0.25 to 0.6 seconds. Predelay 0 to 10 milliseconds. Size 20 to 45%. High cut around 6 to 10 kHz. Low cut 200 to 500 Hz. And because it's parallel, set dry slash wet to 100%. Put EQ after it if needed to tame any ring. Optionally add compression, even side-chained from the dry drums, for controlled glue. Map macro 6 to room chain volume and slightly to decay time. Keep decay range small, like 0.25 to 0.55 seconds. Chain volume again, 0 is basically off, and full is still subtle. And here's a really useful upgrade, gate the ambience. Add a gate after the reverb so tails don't blur your fast hats. You can even map the gate release so the room can go from tight to slightly looser in controlled amounts. Macro 7. Break dirt. This is jungle energy, but controlled and focused. Dirt should live in the mids, not in your sub. In the dirt chain, first put in a Q8 and high pass before distortion, somewhere around 200 to 400 Hz. Optionally low pass around 8 to 12 kHz to keep fizz down. Then add saturator with soft clip on. Drive about 3 to 10 dB. If you want, add redux extremely subtly. Then add glue compressor to make it feel like a cohesive layer. Map macro 7 to dirt chain volume, saturator drive, and maybe the filter frequency so the dirt comes in focused rather than just louder. Also, if you're layering a break, try the air gap trick. Low pass the break slightly, so your programmed hats own the 8 to 12 kHz sparkle. That keeps your top end consistent and your macros more predictable. Macro 8, motion. This is the live control. The point is not to hear an LFO. The point is to feel that nothing is perfectly static. If you have Max for live, drop an LFO into the groove hub and map it gently to things like room chain volume, dirt chain volume, and maybe hat filter cutoff. Set the rate around half a bar to 1 bar for subtle movement. Depth tiny, like 1 to 3%. Then map macro 8 to the LFO amounts so you can dial motion in and out. If you don't have Max for live, no problem. Just automate room and dirt macros with slow, gentle curves. Same result, just manual. Now, before we automate anything, let's add guardrails. Don't map parameters full range by default. Constrain anything time-based to tiny windows. Cap stereo width. Cap parallel chain volume so it can never become the main signal. These ranges are what make the macros feel professional, because you can perform them quickly without fear. Also, do two checks that people skip. First, check in mono. Put a utility on the drum group, set width to zero briefly. If your groove collapses, your groove was probably just stereo tricks. Second, check at low volume. Microtiming and ghost field can trick you when it's loud. If it still rolls quietly, you're winning. If you start hearing flam or comb filtering, especially when you blend parallels, that's usually latency differences between chains. Some devices add latency, especially over sampling or certain modes. The fix is either use lighter devices or add the same latency-inducing device to the DRY chain so everything aligns, or high-pass the parallel chains more aggressively so you're not mixing identical transients. Now let's talk arrangement, because this is where the whole system becomes musical. Think in 16-bar logic. Bars 1 to 16. Keep it conservative. Medium ghosts. Low room. Low dirt. Bars 17 to 32. Add a little hat shuffle and a touch of motion. Bars 33 to 48. Intensity. Bring in snares, snap, and dirt, but don't max both at once. Let them take turns so the groove breathes. Bars 49 to 64. Pull back room and dirt. Keep a tiny bit of motion so it still feels alive but lighter. And here's an advanced arrangement trick. Negative groove before the drop. Two bars before a drop. Reduce ghosts and reduce shuffle briefly. When the drop hits and those return, it feels like impact without turning anything up. Another trick. Macro spikes for fills. One beat of extra dirt. The last eighth note gets a tiny room spike. The last snare before a turnaround gets a snap bump. Those micro moves read as detail, not effects. Now a big workflow upgrade if you're on Live 11 or newer. Macro variations. Once you find a few good macro combinations, save them as variations. For example, tight roller, with low room, low dirt, higher kick tight, human hats, with a bit more shuffle and ghosts but less snap, pre-fill tension, with more motion and room and slightly less kick tight. Then you can perform the groove by switching variations, and only automate the transitions. That's one of the fastest ways to get a professional, evolving 64-bar drum section without drawing a million automation lanes. Let's do a quick mini exercise you can knock out in 15 minutes. Take a 2-bar rolling loop. Build groove hub with just room and snap first. This audio version is shortened for playback.